You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
In today's passage, we'll be looking at 1 Kings 19, verses 1 through 18. In the lead up to this passage, the prophet Elijah had displayed immense courage, confronting the prophets of Baal, praying for rain to stop all over Israel earlier in his life, and going very directly after people who've had a divided heart. Now, the evil queen Jezebel threatens to kill him, and Elijah is rather afraid and quite possibly depressed. He does say in prayer to God, "It's enough, O Lord, take my life." It's worth noting that Elijah had been very faithfully serving God, and now he's tempted in the area he had displayed some of the highest degree of strength in historically. He's tempted in his courage. Maybe like Elijah, we're very tired. We've had enough from all the changes that this past year has brought into our life. We're fed up with the economic, political, and health challenges. We've been confronted with enough personal issues these last month, within our own family or in relationships. Maybe like Elijah, you've been serving God faithfully, and in the midst of this, we all find ourselves rather deflated, thinking, "I've been through something like this previously," or "I thought I was done with this type of challenge." God has more for each one of us, whatever our problem or problems be. Like Elijah, he wants to feed us, and he wants to refresh us with his rest. He wants us to walk with him for 40 days and sees that as a chance to renew us spiritually. Maybe these days began yesterday for you, or on Monday for some of us who are Eastern Christians. Or maybe even they are yet to begin in a few weeks for those who are Orthodox Christians. Maybe you come from a church background that doesn't regularly observe 40 days before Easter. Let me suggest that 40 days before Easter are a golden opportunity to express our frustrations to the Lord in our prayer, as Elijah did. More importantly, they're a chance to listen to the Lord, to repent, turning away from our sin, and turning toward God and the bigger plan he has for us. The Lord wants to speak to us in these 40 days. We need to listen like Elijah did. God's voice might come through great and strong winds and an earthquake, or, as in Elijah's case, it could come through a still small voice. Let's put these 40 days to good use in listening to God's voice. If, like Elijah, you think you're one of the few who remain faithful, others around you have given up, possibly some of the people you trust and see as models have messed up, look at these 40 days as a chance to join with brothers and sisters from all over the world who've been observing this special season. Many of them are in worse conditions than you are. For some of them, life always includes some of the challenges you're facing right now. And God has always come through. To them, to you, to me. This same Lord wants to bring grace. He wants to re-envision us, to show us that there is more, and to fill us with more of his spirit and his joy. These 40 days will go by a lot quicker than you expect. Let me suggest that we look at taking some practical steps that allow us to meet the Lord more often. Maybe read scripture for 3 more minutes every day. How about praying during an additional time in the day? How about thinking of a new spiritual habit to develop? I mean, you have 40 days to practice developing it.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.